Presenting Dick Cole and his thrilling adventures at Far Military Academy.
We'll always be near to Far. We'll praise her wherever we are. We'll cheer her each day with a hip hip hooray. It's a rule, let us know school like Far. We'll sing out our loyalty. We'll ring out with voices free. As we travel through life, we will follow our star. We'll always be near to Far.
Listen, boys and girls, today we bring you another exciting episode of the adventures of Dick Cole at Far Military Academy. You've known Dick Cole in Blue Bolt magazine and in Foremost Comics for a long time. And now you meet him every week at this time over this same station on the air. In just a moment, you'll hear from Dick Cole himself. But first, here's a message you'll all want to hear. Himself to tell you something about today's episode.
Hi, gang. Today's story is about one of the most exciting adventures my roommate, Simba Carno, and I ever had. It all happened when we made a trip to the Rocky Mountains during our summer vacation. We were lucky. Lucky that we knew something about woodcraft and about swimming. And awfully lucky that I had a strange hunch. If any of you ever have those funny hunches, when you know that something is going to happen, even though you don't know why, you'll understand what I mean. Well, to get on with the story, Simba and I were staying at the ranch house of a swell old gentleman named Mr. Ridgely. He had to go up to town for a couple of days on business, so Simba and I went out on a hiking trip through the forest and across the mountains. We covered a lot of territory our first day, and that night we were plenty tired, and we climbed into our sleeping bags right after we ate supper. Well, I started to doze off.
Oh, hey, Dick.
Yes, Simba. Why don't you go to sleep?
Don't you hear that coyote howling?
Sure, but he's a mile or so away. Besides, he's just as scared of you as you are of him. Now go to sleep.
Ah, you know I'm not scared. I just wondered. Hey, what was that?
A rifle shot. Darn close.
Somebody's after us.
Oh. Who would be after us? Baby boy. That's silly. Probably a hunter who thought we were a couple of animals. Now, Simba, go to sleep.
Yeah? Well, I'm going to make darn sure. Hey, out there. There isn't an animal around here. Just a couple of cadets from Far who want to get some sleep.
You do just about as well as the coyote.
Yeah. I'll bet the coyote couldn't do this well if somebody were taking pot shots at him.
Well, I'm not going to worry about that. Now, how about a little sleep?
Gosh, you're awfully cool, Dick. But something is very screwy. Oh, gee, I'm awfully tired. Good night.
Good night, Simba.
Hey, ow!
What now?
Look, Dick, over there, at the edge of the clearing.
A man with a long knife.
Darn it, these sleeping bags are hard to crawl out of. Look, Dick, he's going off back into the woods.
Your shout scared him off, I guess.
Come on, let's go after him.
Into those woods? After somebody with a knife and a gun? Don't be silly. We stay right here. We'll build up our fire and take turns standing guard all night.
I don't like this, Dick. I don't like it at all.
Neither do I, Simba. And I'm not kidding you anymore about being scared. All I can think is that whoever that man is, he's mistaken us for somebody else. Somebody he obviously doesn't like at all.
I hope you're right, Dick. I sure do hope you're right. Well, Dick, between us, we had one decent night's sleep.
Thanks about all.
Whoever that fellow was who was after us didn't bother to come back.
Yeah, apparently not. I feel a lot better after packing away that big breakfast.
Talking about packed away, what about the frying pan and the other stuff?
That's all packed up in my kit.
Well, are we all set to go then?
Just about, I guess. Let me take a quick look around and see if we've left anything.
Hey, down, Simba. He's shooting at us again. Listen, he's running off. It's broad daylight, Dick. Whoever it is has been deliberately shooting at us.
He sure has. Well, thank goodness he isn't a very good shot.
Well, why should anybody be after us?
Darned if I know.
Neither do I. It just isn't healthy, Dick.
There's one good way to stop it, maybe.
What's that?
By going after him now in the daylight and finding out what it's all about.
Well, he's got a heck of a good head start on us.
We'll follow his trail through the woods.
Okay, but you lead the way. I'm no good at woodcraft.
Oh, it's simple enough, Simba. Look, here.
Yeah?
See these bent twigs?
Uh-huh.
Now notice the way they're bent.
Why, sure. From footsteps through the underbrush.
Exactly. Well, we'll just follow the markings. Whoever the person was, he left in such a hurry that he's given us a good trail to follow.
Well, what'll we do if we find him, Dick?
Let's worry about that when we do find him.
Don't ask too many questions, Simba.
Okay. Just keep your eyes peeled. He takes a quick shot again. We want to duck, and duck quick. The trail seems to end here, Simba.
Uh-huh. We've come about 2 or 3 miles, I guess.
Yeah, and look where we are. Oh. Look over there.
Why, it looks like an old mine to me.
It is. An old, abandoned silver mine.
Kind of creepy.
Yeah. We're going on inside. Have you got your flashlight?
Yep, right here. But, Dick, it's dangerous.
Now, let's go. The entrance is right here.
This looks like a sort of cave right here inside the entrance.
Swing your light around it.
Boy, just look at those crumbling old boxes of explosives.
Say, that's old dynamite. Guess it was used in the mining.
Uh-huh. Boxes are just rotting and falling apart.
Hey, what do you want here?
Say.
Go away. Get out.
Golly, just look at that old guy. With long whiskers and his dirty old clothes.
You're not welcome here. Get out.
Oh, look, mister, I'm sorry if we're intruding, but we're looking for someone.
I've lived here for years by myself. I've never seen anybody. And I never want to see anybody.
A hermit?
Yes, a hermit. What of it? People are no good. All those scheming people down in the valley want to get my silver away from me. Well, they won't get it. I tell you, they won't get my silver mine.
Careful, Simba. The old man is kind of crazy. Well, we'll get out right away. But first, I wonder if you could help us out.
Oh, my head aches again. Have awful headaches. When my head hurts, I can't think straight. man. I can't think.
Well, my friend and I were camping out last night, and someone came along and took a shot at us with a rifle. Whoever it was did it again this morning.
Yes, and he tried to come after us with a knife, too.
Well, what's that got to do with me?
Well, the footprints led us here to this old mine.
Everybody's always spying on me. Everybody from the valley is after my silver mine. Ever since they built that big dam to save water for the valley, people have been spying. Are you from the valley?
No, we aren't. We're just out here on a vacation. And we're certainly not after your mine. Tell me, have you any idea why someone tried to kill us, sir?
I shot at you.
You did? Why, you...
Easy,
sir. I shot at you because I thought you were spying on me in my silver mine.
But we didn't know anything about your mine. And really, we aren't awfully interested in it.
You'd better not be. If you are... I'll kill you right now.
Let's get out of here, Dick.
Yes, go ahead. Get out before I change my mind.
All right. But see to it that you don't try to shoot at us as we go.
I don't have to shoot at you. I'll get even with you. The same as I got even with all the other people in the valley. Try to steal my silver mine, huh? I'll show you. I'll show all of you.
Let's go, Simba.
The sooner the better.
The old guy has to go.
I'll show you. I'll show everybody back in the valley. I'll get even with all of you. I'll get even with everybody in the valley. And the silver will be mine forever. Forever.
Boy, that old fellow was really crazy, all right. Taking shots at us.
Living in an old cave above a mine. Cave filled with dynamite that could blow the whole mine into a few million bits.
I'm glad to be back out here in the sunlight.
Yeah, me too. What an experience.
You know, after seeing that poor old guy, I don't feel much like hiking anymore.
Neither do I. Let's go on back to Mr. Ridgely's ranch house. We can go horseback riding or swimming.
Or fishing. Well, no matter what, it'll get the bad taste out of our mouths.
Well, how do we get back to the ranch from here? All I know is that it's down in the valley.
Let's see. Oh, there's the big dam over there. Suppose we go down by the side of the dam to the valley. Imagine that'll be the easiest.
Okay.
That dam is really big, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of water in the reservoir. But there isn't any going down the concrete spillway.
No, not at this season of the year, but... Believe me, this dam is awfully valuable to the people down in the valley for irrigation, for power, for all kinds of things.
Yes, Professor.
Well, the dam really is important, Simba. Well, you're feeling better, aren't you?
Boy, I'll say I am. I was so darn relieved to get away from that crazy hermit and to know he isn't hiding behind trees waiting to take a shot at us.
You know, Simba, I've got a feeling... I've got a hunch that we haven't heard or seen the last of that old man.
Aw, go on. Now it's you getting scared.
No, I mean... A man like that could be awfully dangerous.
Oh, he's probably been making loud noises like that for years.
Well, even so...
You worry about the hermit if you want to, Dick. I'm going to concentrate on doing a little fishing for mountain trout tomorrow afternoon.
Wow. Just look at that rain come down.
I don't have to look. I can feel it. Let's get back to the ranch, Dick. I think we've had enough fishing for today.
Okay by me. We've caught enough trout for a swell supper.
You know, it's raining so hard, I don't think even the fish like it.
You know, it's a little early for the rainy season to start.
Mr. Ridgely said at breakfast this morning that it's about 3 to 4 weeks early.
I wonder if it'll ever let up. It's been going on like this for 24 hours now.
Well, it doesn't matter. We can catch up on some reading for a day or two.
Even the little tiny mountain creeks have turned into raging torrents by now. Look at that one over there. Come on, we'll go closer.
All right. But I don't see why.
Look at all that water.
Sure. But what difference does it make?
Simba, I don't know why, but I feel awfully uneasy.
Yesterday morning, you felt uneasy about the hermit. Now you're uneasy about the rain and all the water and the little mountain streams.
The trouble with you is you're hungry. Let's go on back to the ranch for supper.
Okay. And it's more than I can explain. I just have a hunch that something is going to happen. Something terrible.
We'll go back to the adventures of Dick Cole in just a moment. Right now, we'd like you to listen to a message of unusual interest. Adventures of Dick Cole. You'll remember that the day after Dick and Simba had their unpleasant encounter with the old hermit, they went fishing during a heavy early season rainstorm, and that Dick was uneasy. He had a hunch of something awful about to happen. We find the boys now back at the ranch house. They're having supper with their host, Mr. Ridgely. The rain beats down on the roof, but it's nice and dry inside as the big pile of fish on the platter disappears.
Boys, you did a fine job of trout catching today.
And you did a great job of frying them, Mr. Ridgely.
Well, if you ask me, we're all doing a terrific job eating them.
Indeed we are. Well, you know, boys, the taste of fresh mountain trout is one thing I never tire of.
You know, I don't think I would either. Even if I lived here all year round.
Your being uneasy hasn't hurt your appetite, Dick.
Yeah, you're probably just depressed by this confounded rain, Dick. Well, I hope it isn't spoiling your vacation for you.
Oh, no, sir, not at all. You know, it's just that I...
All right, George, just listen to it beat down, will you? Hey, it's a good thing we've got that dam up at the head of the valley, all right.
So why is that, sir?
I want to tell you, with this cloudburst we're having, the water in the reservoir will reach its crest by dawn. And if that dam weren't there, well, I'd hate to think of it. Yes, sir, the reservoir would spill over and probably break open. Then this whole valley would be buried under a sea of water.
Gosh.
The property damage would be terrible. Probably a lot of people would be drowned.
That's it. I've got it. What are you talking about, Dick?
Don't you see? The hermit. Dynamite.
Huh?
That's how he plans to get even with all the people around here. He's been waiting for the heavy rains to blow up the reservoir with his dynamite and flood the whole valley.
Say, by thunder, boy, I think you may be right.
Simba.
Yeah?
We've got to get up to that abandoned mine right away and stop him.
Okay, Dick. Gosh, I hate to leave you here alone, Mr. Richard.
That's all right. You go ahead, boys. I wouldn't be much help to you with this bad leg of mine.
That's right, sir. But don't you worry. We'll take care of things if we can.
Fine, and good luck, boys. It'll be a blessing if you can stop the hermit in time.
We'll stop him. We have to.
Yeah, but just be careful, that's all. These mountains can be tricky at night, you know. And with a cloudburst and that crazy old hermit on the prowl, well, sir, it's mighty dangerous.
Hey,
Well, Dick, here's the all mine. But there's no hermit and no explosives. Your hunch was right. He's got
blood. There's no time for talk, Simba. We've got to follow his trail through this rain and mud as best we can to the dam. Listen.
Yeah?
You go up to the forest ranger station and get the ranger. We may need help.
Okay. Good luck, Dick. I'll be back with the ranger as soon as I can.
Hurry! And get back with the ranger fast! Him in that lightning flash. He's attaching wires to the dynamite.
Hey! Hey, you crazy old fool! Cut that out!
I know what I'm doing! Stay away! I'm going to get even with all those people! They want to steal my mind, but I'm
No, you don't!
They'll leave me alone!
I'll leave you alone if you'll stop trying to murder several hundred innocent people! Men just shambled out of the valley! Look out there!
Fall into the water. It's carrying him down into the river below. He'll be killed on the rocks or he'll be drowned.
Dick! Oh, Dick!
Here, Simba. Here's the ranger.
Did you find the hermit? Your friend here told
me. I found him. Setting these wires. I tried to grab him, but he slipped. See, there he is. Being carried down to the river.
Gee.
Well, let's get down the hill then. We've got to get to him at the foot of Hairpin Turn, or he'll be drowned ashore.
Come on, we'll never get to the bottom in time.
The river makes a turn below the dam. This way. The short way across.
Gosh, it's so dark. The ground is slippery in this rain.
We can't help that.
Well, it's not much farther now.
Yes, I can see his head bobbing around.
Yeah.
We'll get to the bottom before he does, all right.
Cross this little patch now.
I see the old man. He's coming this way in the river.
Here, Simba. Here,
take my coat. Dick, you can't.
You'll be drowned, young fellow. You'll be drowned, sure.
I've got to take the chance. I've got to try to rescue him.
That river's too strong, even for Dick.
There, he's bracing himself now.
Okay, I got him.
Try to get back toward the shore.
Here, Will, give you a hand.
All right, come on, let's go on. Get him in here.
Hey,
come on.
Work, Dick. Fast work.
Is he still alive?
Yes. Yes, he's alive, but he's unconscious.
Oh, he's suffering from water and shock.
Yes, and probably hit his head on a rock.
Well, we'd better get him to a hospital quick.
I doubt if he'll live on a long trip across to the hospital.
Well, my car is up at the top, near the head of the dam.
Yeah, we left it there when we joined you, Dick.
We'll carry him up to the car and then drive as fast as we can to the hospital.
Okay.
How is he?
Oh.
He seems to be coming too.
I'm still alive, aren't I?
You bet, old fella. You're still alive.
Good. My mind is clear for the first time in years. Been crazy for years. I'm okay now.
Well, that's swell now. Don't talk. We'll have you at the hospital soon.
I want to talk. I hated humanity for years. Beaten so hard. Made me crazy. But what happened just now brought me to. I've got a clear mind for the first time.
Now, save your strength.
When you saved me in the river, I stopped hating. Realized people can be pretty good after all.
You remember that? You remember my diving into the river for you?
Yes. I was conscious the whole time. I didn't pass out until I felt you grab me. And then I knew I was safe. And everything went black.
Gee. He's really all right in his mind now. He talks like normal folks.
If I don't live...
If you don't live, why, of course you'll live.
If I don't live, I want you to know there's a heavy silver load in the mine near the Three Forks.
Well, with all that silver, you'll be a rich man just as soon as you get well.
It's not my silver. The load is under land that belongs to the village.
And you'll still be entitled.
I don't want anything for myself. Can you all hear me?
Yes, yes. We hear, old fellow, but you shouldn't...
If I live,
I'll make arrangements myself. But if I die, remember Silver Lotus in the old mine right near the Three Forks.
Right near the Three Forks.
Money for the village. For the kids.
It will be yours.
You want better schools for the kids. Better schools.
All right, sir. We'll tell the people of the village.
You want better hospital. Bigger one and better and free for all the kids. Want all the children to have free use of the hospital.
We'll tell them.
You want an orphanage built. Playgrounds. I want the children to have a chance in the world. Chance I never had.
Son, will the old man live, do you believe?
Gosh, I was just going to ask you that same question, Ranger.
Well, I sure hope he does.
Yeah, me too. He's really a fine old man now that he's got his sense and reason back.
I wonder how long we'll have to sit here before we know.
Yeah. Well, I guess we all hate hospital waiting rooms.
Oh, we sure do. They're not very pleasant places, are they?
Nope. Well, we should have an idea any time. Dick has been in the room with him and the doctors for a long time now.
Long time is right. A couple of hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Funny how the old man insisted that Dick stay with him.
Well, you see, he was grateful for being saved.
Yeah.
For having his mind brought back, too, I guess.
Hey, here comes Dick. I wonder if...
Oh, there's no need to wonder, son. Just look at that grin on his face.
Well, it's okay, fellas. The doctor says the old man is going to live.
Oh, gosh, that's swell.
That's mighty fine.
Yes, and what's more, as soon as he's well again, they'll have him supervise the mine. The mayor was just here, and it's all arranged. The old man is going to have a useful job as a useful citizen.
Thanks to Dick Cole.
Yes, thanks to a lucky hunch, you mean.
Well, I think this calls for a celebration.
Well, okay. Well, and I know just the thing.
Well, what's that?
Let's go back to Mr. Ridgely's. There must be a dozen mountain trout there that we haven't polished off yet.
Okay.
Return to Dick Cole in just a moment. But first... Listening again next week, same time, same station, for another exciting adventure with Dick Cole at Farm Military Academy. Yes, plan to meet Dick Cole every week on the air and enjoy his thrilling radio adventures as you've enjoyed him and his life at Far in those two favorite comic magazines, Blue Bolt and Foremost Comics. And now, once again, here's Dick Cole.
You know, friends, there's a lesson for all of us in today's story. The old man was so determined to have huge amounts of money and to have it all to himself that he gained nothing but unhappiness. When his mind cleared up and when he realized how wrong he was, especially since the silver wasn't really his in the first place, he became a respected, decent member of society. And he found out, as we all do, that the most pleasure and fun in life comes from doing things for other people. That when we do things for others, because we really want to, we're a lot happier. And I think that's something we should all remember. So long, gang. Until next week, remember, it's a date.